welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Oh, To Be Like Thee. Oh, To Be Like Thee, 1897. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Psalm 17:15. This is one of the earliest poems of Thomas Chisholm, author of Great is Thy Faithfulness and Living for Jesus. He was born in a log cabin in Kentucky and came to Christ at age 27 during a revival meeting conducted by Dr. H.C. Morrison. He later became editor of Morrison's paper, The Pentecostal Herald. Oh, To Be Like Thee was written shortly after Thomas's conversion, as he yearned for increasing Christ-likeness in his experience. We looked at the story of Living for Jesus in a previous podcast. The words were discovered and set to music by William James Kirkpatrick, who wrote the music to many popular gospel songs and is remembered as one of the finest Christian composers of the late 1800s and early 1900s. Kirkpatrick was born in Pennsylvania and was taught music at an early age by his father, a schoolteacher. He took to music naturally, and later his parents provided the best training available. Young Williams studied under Pasquale Rondinella, Leopold Meinian, and T. Bishop. As a teen, he moved to Philadelphia and joined the Wharton Street Methodist Episcopal Church. By 21, he was editing his first songbook, Devotional Melodies, and dreaming of becoming a world-class violinist. William fell in love and married in 1861 at the onset of the Civil War. He enlisted as a fife major in the 91st Regiment of the Pennsylvania Volunteers. He served but a short time before returning to Philadelphia, where he worked in a furniture store to support his new wife. All the while, he was devoting his extra time to music. In 1880, he began editing collections of songbooks, and over the next 40 years, he published more than 100 collections of hymns. William's own compositions flowed from his love for Christ, his musical talents, and his bouts of personal sorrow. His wife died in 1878, and in his grief, he poured himself into his music. He married again in 1893, and the second Mrs. Kirkpatrick died around 1910. He then married the widow of hymn writer John Sweeney. William Kirkpatrick is best remembered for his popular hymn tunes such as Blessed Be the Name, The Cradle Song, He Hideth My Soul, Lead Me to Calvary, Lord, I'm Coming Home, Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It, Singing I Go, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, We Have an Anchor.
Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Come in Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like Thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as Thou art. Sweetness, come in Thy fullness, stamp Thine own image deep on my heart. Oh, to receive that anointing divine. All that I am and have, I am bringing. Lord, from this moment all shall be thine. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art.
This has been Rex Bridges reading from Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2 by Robert J. Morgan, copyright 2003 by Robert J. Morgan, used by permission of Thomas Nelson Publishers.